101, Gary and Brian Beat the Pump coming up this hour. It's 8:04. Lisa's right here, and it's going to be in the 70s today, 80s tomorrow. But let's get right to it, because yesterday we were talking to Charlie Sheen, which is on the website at careth101.com. And today we've reached out, and he's on the air with us, ladies and gentlemen, David Cassidy.
Thank you so much.
Yes. He has something in common with Charlie Sheen. They've both been fired.
Oh, now come on.
In my case, it was a blessing. In his case,
not so much.
Not so much.
Not so much. What is going on with that man?
Ooh, well, that's a whole nother program.
That's a whole other show. But let's talk about Celebrity Apprentice, man. What in the world happened on that show, that first episode?
Well, as you saw, I mean, I have never done any reality TV, and for the very reason that you witnessed the other night, it is really, it's a circus show.
It's a shark attack out there.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what makes reality TV, people stabbing each other in the back, cat fights, and, you know, it gets ratings, and in the end, the only thing I can say about, for me, I worked my butt off. Mm-hmm. I was there every day on time. I was a little disappointed they didn't dwell on the aspect of what it took to accomplish what we accomplished. And we all sat, all the guys sat in the room on when we heard what the task was and said, well, it's not really about making pizza. It's about Star Jones, she's on the board of corporations, and she has 9 years on top of being an attorney, of being in New York and having such a support system there of incredibly wealthy people. You know, they could have made one pizza and won
sold it for $100,000. Well, they did beat your butt pretty bad.
$40,000 for one pizza. And that just comes from the connections you have.
Yeah.
So it really wasn't about making pizza, although we worked our tails off. And all I can say is I stayed honest and authentic and handle myself with integrity, which I always do. And I never, when someone takes me to task, I never will back down. I don't care how big they are.
But David, Richard Hatch was telling you to shut up. Mm. He was telling you...
He was poking
and
prodding.
A lot of it was not seen. And the reason... both Jose Canseco and I worked together down in the basement. And unlike the girls, who I noticed because I had never seen their workplace, we had to go down in this basement where it was about 112 degrees making the pizzas for 7 hours the first day and then letting all the dough rise and then making the pizzas. We made 195 pizzas.
Wow.
And sold all but about three of them.
Wow.
I think they made about 100. And ultimately, you know...
Richard Hatch was a bully. That's the ultimate thing. He bullied you.
I want to, if it's okay with you, I'm going to play a little clip of audio from the show. This I found incredibly offensive, and I'm surprised that you didn't rip this guy apart. Let me play this audio. Let me play it for you, David, and let me play this for you.
If others had come to me and had expressed to me that I was too gruff, too mean, picking on little people, I would have addressed that immediately.
Excuse me. I'm not a little person.
Wow.
Now, but by the way, that
and
brings
what I
me.
What I said to follow up is, I believe you're a little person,
right?
I'm
and
a
you
much
were right.
Bigger person
but don't
than you
think?
Are.
Don't you think, David? It was on purpose that they sat you in between two giant humans to make you look that way.
Jose is 6'6" and 285.
He's huge.
And
we've
is,
seen
without
him
without question.
Yes.
The strongest, most incredible physical specimen I've ever seen.
We've met him before, and you're right, man. He is amazing.
About 6'4",
right,
and about 290.
And they sit David in between these two guys.
Yeah,
so that was designed and choreographed for a purpose. All of it is. It's meant to create conflict, and what is not shown are things that will not create the sensationalism,
sure,
and not create conflict or people having cat fights, and that's what reality TV is.
But
I've never done it before, and I've never done it again.
But by the way, you know, when it time came to fire somebody.
Everyone wanted Richard.
Everybody wanted Richard Hatch out of there.
In fact, the producers the next day said to me, in all the years that we have done Apprentice, be it celebrity or anything else, we had already had Richard Hatch stuff started to pack up.
Really?
When he came back, Donald said, I know Richard should be fired, but I can't wait to watch Jose strangle him.
That's what makes reality. That's exactly
He's the
right.
villain of the show. He's the guy you love
well,
to hate.
Bad guy. I mean, yeah. he went to prison
yes.
for cheating and lying in federal prison. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
So to sit there and listen to him lie when it's already on camera
right.
of him shoving me out of the way, he wouldn't listen. You try to give a guy good input to create as an actor.
Right.
The one thing I don't have, and which is why I'm not a good contestant, because I'm not a competitive guy. What I am is somebody who wants to work with other people and get the best out of them, as opposed to stabbing them in the back.
Yeah, you are very much a, I'm going to say, a fun guy. It sounds like you're a mushroom, but no, you're a fun guy.
No, man. I called him on it, and in the room I called him on it. Anytime anybody, I don't care who it is, especially with bullies, you stand up to a bully. I watched Evander Holyfield. I was about 35 feet away from him when he stared at Mike Tyson. This was the ear incident. And he just looked at Bully in the eye and went, I'm going to beat your face in. He intimidated everybody else except Evander. And Evander called him on it. And the psychological defeat that I watched, I witnessed 50 feet from Mike Tyson, he was done. And he tried to take his mouthpiece out the round before the ear incident happened. And it was amazing. I've seen it a lot.
Yeah.
It's become very apparent that bullying, I was never bullied.
No.
I would never allow anybody to bully me, no matter how physically imposing they may be.
Well,
because when you stand up to a bully and you call him on it, you know, for me, I had to use my intellect and also my speed as a runner. You know, but when you're 8, 9 years old,
yeah,
you're
that's what you got.
Guys that are 12, 13, and they start to, you know, try and intimidate you.
Well, nevertheless, you were fired.
Anybody? Yeah.
You were fired.
I never will be.
David, thank you so much. We're up against our heart.
Guys, I just want you to know.
Yes.
I've been in LA in a long time. You are my favorite radio station when I'm there, and I mean this sincerely.
We know that.
I spent a lot of years in L.A.
Yeah.
Both of you guys are fantastic, and God bless you all. And I got thousands of emails in support and love from fans of mine in the first 24 hours.
Oh,
I got over 3,000 emails.
David Cassidy, we love you, man. Thanks for being with us.
I love you guys, too. God bless you, and rock L.A.
You got it, man. Thank you.
Bye, man.
Bye. Nice of him to call this morning.
So nice.
Yes. It's 8:12 at K Earth 101.